If you're a small business owner looking to find the best ways to use social media, you should be looking to the industry leaders. Almost every business is using social media to share news and publicize events and post photos and videos. So what are these best companies doing differently on social media? Stay tuned to find out. You're listening to episode number 7 of the Social Media Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and it is my purpose to help you increase your online presence and grow your revenue with inexpensive and tangible online marketing tips. This episode is all about social listening. In my opinion, social listening is not being talked about enough. And this is really unfortunate because there's so many opportunities to hear what people are saying about your brand and to hear what your customers want and what they need. But the good news behind this is because it's not that popular of a topic, it could mean that your competitors aren't doing it either, which means that you could have a competitive edge and be the industry leader in terms of communicating with your customers if you choose to socially listen. So first, let's talk about what exactly is social listening. Social listening means that you are paying attention to what is being said online about your brand. And there's a couple ways that this happens. So the most direct way is that you're setting up alerts that notifies you anytime your direct brand name is being mentioned in an article or in a podcast or in a social media conversation. The other way is a little bit more indirect, and this is when you're going to set up notifications that have keywords that are relevant to your brand. So you're not including your brand name, but you're including elements of your brand. And so you still will get alerts anytime this group of keywords appear. So for example, if you own a dance studio in Santa Barbara, the direct way to determine what is being talked about your brand is to set up an alert with your actual business name. The other way is to set up notifications that have a group of keywords that are relevant to your brand. So maybe you have a list of keywords such as dance studio, ballet, hip hop, Santa Barbara, Central Coast, California. And so you're getting notifications anytime that group of keywords shows up. Now, here's the benefit to that. Not just would you be able to determine what is being said about your brand, there's a good chance that you're going to hear what other people are saying about your competitors in that. And we'll get into how you can really leverage that and use that to your benefit. As I'm sure you've gathered by now, the greatest opportunity of social listening is understanding what the conversation is around your brand. And this can lead you to discover new opportunities, discover what your customers' needs are. A really good example of this is from Jen Rubio, who is the founder of Away, which is a luggage company. And she was having issues with her own luggage. And so she took to social media and asked people, what's your favorite luggage brand? And she quickly found out that either luggage was too expensive, but good quality, or too cheap and poor quality. The zippers would constantly break, the wheels would fall off, or there weren't enough variety of colors. So everything came in black. And so that is how she started her company. So that isn't exactly social listening per se, but it does show the power of social media and understanding what your customers' pain points are and how you can really take advantage of that to produce a new product or a new service that your customers are definitely going to use. Now, I truly believe that social media offers a really good opportunity to have a direct line of communication with your customer, and this can prove very beneficial when it comes to customer service. So by understanding what is being said about your brand and being able to listen to your customers in any conversation that they're having online about your brand, you're able to address issues before they become widespread. And this is really important because if issues become widespread, there's a good chance that that person is no longer going to become a customer. And even worse, they may even convince other people to not use your product or your services because of their own experience. Now, as we know, a lot of times on social media or review platforms such as Yelp or Google My Business, Most people, when they're happy, don't really tend to leave a review. However, if they had a horrible experience, they definitely want to talk about it. And a lot of times they won't say this directly to your face. So by setting up your social listening tools, by getting these alerts anytime your business is mentioned online, you have an opportunity to talk to that customer directly. Another way to use social listening that can really benefit your business is by rewarding customers for mentioning you online. This is essentially free advertising, so you want to encourage it. Anytime you see your name come up in a blog post or in a conversation on social media, respond to it. Or better yet, repost it yourself. People love to know that they are being heard. Word of mouth is still the best marketing tool, and recommending a product or a service is still the best metric to see that you have a satisfied customer. So reward your customers for their positive behavior. Social listening can also be useful if you're analyzing the success of a campaign or if you're analyzing the growth of your business. Take, for example, you are opening a new location. With social listening, you're able to understand what the conversation is around this new location. Are people happy about it? What do they love about it? What are your areas for growth? What are they unhappy about? And how can you change your product or your service in order to accommodate your customers? For example, let's go back to that Santa Barbara dance studio. Let's say they're opening a new location in Ventura. And with social listening, they're able to put in keywords as well as their business name to see what people are saying about it. So maybe they hear that it's a really beautiful studio and the instructors are so fantastic. They know what they're doing and they're so personable. But the classes are always too full and they fill up too quickly. So now you know that either you need to provide more options for classes throughout the day, or you need to maybe find a bigger space. You can also use social listening to see how long after that new store opening or that product launch that it is still being talked about. So how much momentum did you create by opening that new store or by providing that new product? So up to this point, everything that I've talked about can be done for free, and that is with a Google Alert. So to set up a Google Alert, you only need a Gmail account, and it doesn't even need to be associated with your business. In fact, you can set up Google Alerts for pretty much anything that doesn't have to do anything with your business. If I wanted to set up a Google Alert on Jennifer Lopez, I don't know why I'd want to do that, but I could. So you can do this for your business or even for the business owner name. So what a Google Alert does is it sends you an email every day and it lists all of the links in which that name appears online. So this can be in blog posts. It can be in podcasts. I believe that you would need to be transcribed though. It can be on social media platforms. But again, this gives you the opportunity to do all of the things that I just talked about in terms of engaging with your customer, having a conversation with them, seeing what the feedback is, analyzing your growth. Now, what Google Alerts does not allow is for you to analyze your competition or the industry. So there are paid services that allow for much more than what Google Alerts does. And some of the top leaders in the industry that provide this service are Sprout Social, HubSpot, Keyhole, and Mention. So those are four paid services, but you get a lot more information. Obviously, this takes more money and it takes more time and more resources to really understand what is being said and how you can use those opportunities to your advantage. But surface level, for free, set up a Google Alert with your business name and set up another one with the business owner's name. That's probably you. So you can see what the conversation is online about your business. So in conclusion, the practice of social listening really enforces how important the customer's voice is. The customer is the one who determines how successful your business is. They determine whether your product or service is valuable, if it's relevant to them. So listen to what they have to say. I sure hope that this podcast was new information to you and you gained insight as to how you can better listen to your customers. To not miss another social media mompreneur podcast, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Until next time, happy social listening.